don't have that close of a connection to the harbor.
It's nice. I mean, you know, it's a sunny day in Boston is one of the good places to come.
Each Thursday this summer, we've been reporting on Boston Harbor, its history, its relationship with the city, and how people of the city relate to it. Today, we report on the Boston Light Swim. What the Boston Marathon is to running, the Boston Light Swim has been to open water swimming. The oldest such race in the country starts on Little Brewster Island this Saturday and finishes in South Boston. To promote the race, two swimmers are in the water on the harbor this morning. And WBUR's David Boeri joins us from the harbor from a boat running alongside the swimmers. Good morning, David. Set the scene for us.
Bob, it's an amazing morning. 3:41 when we stepped foot in the water this morning out of Southie. The water temperature was 61 degrees. The race, the timing of this event today has been set to take advantage of the tides. It just so happens the water is glass-like. So they stepped into black ink this morning wearing glow sticks on their swimming caps. They have been eating their own wake the whole way. We've just crossed George's. We've come across George's, and suddenly a grand view of the Graves to the east, and we're looking out at the Brewsters, and there in front of us is America's oldest lighthouse, Boston Light, on Little Graves Island. They're hoping to be there in about an hour. They're going to step foot on it, according to the rules of double swims, just to make sure they touch land, and then they're going to head back to Boston. It's an amazing morning. Tugs have come by, and we're swimming into the sunrise.
WBUR's David Boeri reporting from Boston Harbor this morning. We'll talk to David again in just a minute. If you manage to swim this race, which takes place this weekend in a straight line, it's 8 miles long. If you have to ask about a wetsuit to keep warm, don't bother entering. And don't worry about your weight. David has more from the race. On the race from the islands along the way.
Almost every Boston boy learned to swim, pull an oar, and sail a small spritsail-rigged boat. So wrote the preeminent historian and Boston boy Samuel Eliot Morrison about Boston Harbor. And a boy's education was not complete, he added, until he got lost in the fog. Morrison's Maritime History of Massachusetts ended in 1860, which may explain why the Admiral never wrote about the girls. If Morrison were around today, he might note that in matters of long-distance swimming, the girls have come a long way, baby.
My name's Elaine Howley. I am 32 years old. I am a long-distance open-water swimmer specializing in cold channel swims.
Elaine Howley doesn't much care for warm water. With the sound of jets leaving Logan and a view of the skyline as the sun sets over Dorchester Bay, she was doing a training swim when I joined her last week, behind the L Street bathhouse. This is where the Brownies go swimming on New Year's Day. This is also where the Boston Light Swim will finish. America's first swimming race starts at Little Brewster Island and America's first lighthouse. 25 swimmers and their escort boats will thread through the scenery of Emerald Islands and into the view of the skyline, then head between the Prudential and the Hancock to get to the finish line. Here is where Howley launched her career in 2006.
I had no idea whether or not I was going to be able to make it, and we went out, and I had an awesome swim, and everything just kind of came together, and just coming around that bend and seeing this Boston skyline and just, oh my God, I'm going to make it. I'm going to actually swim 8 miles. You know, it was just incredible, an incredible feeling, and I just got hooked.
And how? Since then, Howley has crossed the English Channel, the Catalina Channel, and circumnavigated Manhattan Island, considered the Triple Crown of swimming. She belongs to a long run of women and girls who've starred in Boston Harbor since the first race in 1907, from the Charlestown Bridge to Boston Light.
It's amazing. Back in the early 1900s, open water swimming was huge. Thousands of people would show up.
Just to watch the start of these races, says Boston Light swimmer and this year's race director, Greg O'Connor. In 1908, the first woman, Annette Kellerman, entered the scene and came within yards of making an even longer swim from Revere Beach to Boston Light. The previous year, she'd been arrested in front of a crowd and hauled off by police for wearing a one-piece bathing suit.
Women can do the same thing as a man can do if she trains for it,
says legendary swimmer Jim Doty, who swum the Boston Light Race 18 times.
I mean, the water is an equalizer between men and women.
It took only 3 years into the history of the race before a woman, no, a girl, 15-year-old Rose Pitanoff of Dorchester, won it and set a record. Off she went to vaudeville and performed with Seals. Jim Doty met Pitanoff when she was in her 90s.
She was small but tough. Every part of her was tough, and you could see she had a chest on that wouldn't quit.
This, you need to know, is not a leer, but an expression of admiration among open water swimmers, whose body shapes are not what you might think. Take Elaine Howley, for instance. Nickname, Beer Baby.
It's funny because you put me up against a bunch of other like swimmer types, and I don't look like I belong, you know. I look like I got on the wrong bus.
Forget your image of the Olympic pool stars with orangutan shoulders and runway hips.
There's a lot to be said for having a little extra around the middle to keep you warm, especially, you know.
Water like this.
Adds Greg O'Connor, who's Elaine's swimming partner.
The irony is I started this to stay thin.
Yeah, now look at us.
In mid-August, the water temperature in the harbor ranges from 58 to 65 degrees. Your arms and legs go numb. But when your chest and belly get cold, you're cooked, so to speak. Fast, lean guys show up for this race, but they never finish. The natural law of cold water swimming is stark. The cheetahs always lose, and the water buffalo always win.
Well, what is the lifestyle?
You go train for 6 hours, and then you go to the pub and have burgers and beers and
fries,
get some ice cream on the way home, and then go to bed. You know, it's great.
Elaine Howley, mind you, has an awesome resting heart rate of 59 beats a minute. Because she and her swimming partner, Greg O'Connor, are running this year's race, they won't be swimming on Saturday. So instead, they're trying to swim from Southie to Boston Light and back today. A double, the distance of 16 miles. They're hoping to break Jim Doty's record of 9.5 hours. And to keep her furnace going, Beer Baby will be eating along the way.
I mean, I'll eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich out there. Yeah, gummy bears, you know, whatever they send down. If it looks good, I'm going to eat it.
And now we go back out to David Boeri, who's on the water right now, live on Boston Harbor, in a boat alongside Elaine Howley and Greg O'Connor as they try to swim from Southie to Boston Light and back. And David, how are they doing as they go for this record, which you just talked about?
Well, they're doing very well. By the way, this has only been done four times since 1913, Bob. The last time was 1969. It was done in 9.5 hours then. Greg and Elaine are going to try to do this in 8. The water temperature is about 62 degrees. Let's ask Elaine herself. Hey, Elaine.
Hey.
Here we are. We can see little Brucey. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. A little cold, but we're doing well. We're getting a nice little current here, and couldn't have had a nicer day.
You haven't had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich yet. What are you eating now?
I'm eating a Cliff Shop Lock. These are one of my favorite things, but I am looking forward to a peanut butter and jelly sandwich real soon.
So you're within range?
Yeah. We're within...
Are you within range of the lighthouse?
Yeah. I think we're a little less than a mile right now. So we've got an hour to do it. So I think we're going to be right on target for our time.
Terrific. Good luck.
Thank you.
I'll be with you. Glow sticks aren't needed anymore now. The sun's come up, and they're just within range of Little Brewster, Bob. It's a marvelous day. We see a little sea fog out there. We're looking to the east, and they're well within range of the record.
David, do me a favor and don't lean over the boat too far as you interview them. Well, are they on the lookout for obstacles such as jellyfish or even sharks? Because we've certainly heard a lot about sharks in the waters around Massachusetts this summer.
No jellies yet. The big problem are the red jellies. They're about 6 feet long, and they hurt when they sting, Bob. Haven't seen any of them yet. Sharks generally aren't a problem here, but just in case, these swimmers are not wearing yellow, because swimmers, long distance open water swimmers, call it yummy yellow, since it tends to attract sharks.
There's another fact I don't think most of us knew. Yummy Yellow, WBUR's David Boeri. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning, and we'll check in again with you in about 2 hours.
Okay, Bob.